Did I hear you're shopping for a car? Because I've been at it for ages. Ugh, such a time suck, right?
Not really. I bought it on Carvana. Super convenient.
Oh, then comes all the financing, research. Am I right?
Well, you can, but I got pre-qualified for a Carvana auto loan in like 2 minutes.
Yeah, but then all the number crunching and terms, right?
Nope. I saw real numbers as I shopped, found my dream car, and got it in a couple of days.
Wait, like you already have it?
Yep.
Oh.
Go to Carvana.com to finance your car the convenient way.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
What's up, you guys? Sean Ross Sapp. It's the What Do You Guys Want to Talk About podcast for July 3rd, 2024. Here answering your super chats, your humper chats. So get those in here at youtube.com/Fightful or over at humperchats.com. Usually this is, well, I say usually, not usually anymore, but often it is the hump with myself and Fightful founder Jimmy Van. However, Jimmy's been sidelined. He's in the middle of a move. That's for those of you wondering where he's been and all that. He's moving out of the city and doing a little bit something else. He'd been planning this for quite some time, but we didn't know how often that he would be able to make it here. So in the meantime, you get me answering your super chats and humper chats. So get those super chats, humper chats in because quite frankly, if you don't send any, this show will last about 2.5 minutes. And if you do get them in, I hang out here as long as you guys want to talk about pro wrestling. So my God, somebody said the Twitter is going on or the stream is going on Twitter, not YouTube. Yeah, it's going on, buddy. It's there. It's up there. I just posted the link, all that good stuff, but get those super chats in. Get those humper chats in. I'll give you the opportunity to pass along whatever it is that you want to hear as we hear from our sponsors. Are high pay-per-view prices getting to you? Maybe MLB blackouts, maybe the insane cost of Sunday ticket, whatever it might be. NordVPN.com/Fightful is here to help. You get NordVPN.com/Fightful. You change your virtual location with one click. Maybe you want to be in the West Coast when you can't watch a game on the East Coast. They got you covered. Maybe the pay-per-view prices are just too high or there's too many of them. Switch your virtual location overseas and get the prices that they're paying there. NordVPN.com/Fightful does it all for you. And that's in addition to their password manager, their protection on public Wi-Fi, the ability to use it on all your devices, including your router, your TV. It doesn't matter. They've got you on all those. And a 30-day money-back guarantee. Maybe you're just feeling wild and you want to try it.
Well, you know what? In 30 days, if you don't like it,
spoiler, you will.
You can get your money back. NordVPN.com/Fightful.
So a couple of things that I'll address that aren't super chats yet while you all get some in. Sabrina asks, how does NordVPN work? Do I have to do something with my router? You can, but you don't have to. You download the app and it kind of takes care of all that for you. It's very, very easy. Got a bunch of people, which by the way, if you want these questions answered, donate a super chat or humper chat. People saying, oh, this stuff about DG. How about this? I got a Daniel Garcia contract update coming to FightfulSelect.com. Best $5 in the business right after this show. We'll let you know at least the latest that we had heard about Daniel Garcia's contract ahead of his international title match. As CM says, I hope the DG contract news isn't bad. He's one of the favorites by far. Listen, I kept asking, getting asked for updates, and I got an update. That's about all I can say is I was able to find out, and at least as of recently, what the status was. And, you know, I'm sure that if there is, FightfulSelect.com will have the update. There you go. Pay the $5. You get all kinds of great stuff over there. Access to our wonderful Discord, the Q&A show that I do every single week over there, as well as the Q&A that Grapsity does every other week. Let's go ahead and talk about this. Marcus says, chances Hangman turns on the Elite. I think that they need a top big heel on that show, and I think he is that guy. I think Okada will also be that guy in the future. But I look at Hangman as a guy that they've needed him back for a while, and it's something that I mentioned on the air. April, they got back Jack Perry, and he has been an upper mid-card heel. May, they got back MJF, who has been a top personality, but, you know, involved with the Hechicero thing, opening match on Forbidden Door. They get back Dr. Britt Baker, DMD, in June, who immediately goes into a program with their most famous women's wrestler. And now they're getting back Hangman Page in this Elite versus AEW storyline. And when they are in need of a big heel, I think he's going to be a heel. I think he'll do really good at it. When you think Ricochet might show up in AEW. Now, I want to make this clear. I am not saying tonight. I'm not saying that. It could be as soon as tonight. There is nothing contractually from keeping him from showing up. At Forbidden Door, there was. His deal was not up as of then. I don't know if it would be tonight, because I think, you know, they've got the Daniel Garcia Osprey match. They got Britt speaking for the first time in months. You got Danielson and Pac. You've got a loaded show here. I do think you need something unpredictable on this show, but you could save this until next week and, you know, give somebody at least one reason every single week to go, I can't miss that show. Where's Ricky Starks? He is at home, not injured. He's fine, at least per he and AEW. Not injured, fine. FightfulSelect.com had a big update on him last week. He didn't want to do the big bill split. And he didn't want to do that because he didn't think that Big Bill, or at least his claim was, he didn't think that Big Bill would benefit from losing to him, because that's how he thought the feud would go. There were other people in AEW who thought that it would launch Ricky Starks as a big baby face and Big Bill as a big heel. Do you think Camille debuts within the next month? I can see that happening. I'm not saying it is happening. I could definitely see that happening. I know that they had like graphics, maybe music, or she might have got that done on her own though. Like she might have got that one done on her own before all this, but they had stuff prepared and all that. Oh boy, somebody's still asking like, what's Vince Russo's beef with you? You want to know the beef that Vince Russo has with myself and Denise? Because we're successful and we're more successful than him right now. I'm sorry if that sounds pretentious. That's the reality of it. He's very jealous of that stuff. And he realizes that he can rally up some of the dumbest, lowest common denominator dipshits on the planet and bully people. And that's what Vince does. That's just what kind of person he is. Any Natalia updates? I think she's going to stay. I'm pretty sure she's going to stay. But she was not there this weekend. I don't think she's set for the Toronto shows. So I believe she's going to stay, but she was not there on Monday Night Raw. She wasn't scheduled. I've heard nothing of like anything ill between WWE and Natalya. Will you be at All In? Any chance of a fan meetup? As of right now, 7 weeks away, I am not scheduled to go to AEW All In. From a media standpoint, it would be a lot of money to spend on Fightful for me to go over there. And honestly, my heart has not been in traveling lately. Since I lost my grandmother, I've had one trip to Chicago that was planned, and then I went on another one for like an overnight quick business. My heart has not been on taking these flights. So other than that, I have no work flights scheduled until WrestleMania. Sean, now that it's finished, what are your thoughts on the Who Killed WCW show? Hope all is well. So I liked it more than a lot of other people did. There were a lot of people that were like, oh, well, it was a Eric Bischoff rehab project. And I was like, man, he's got successful shows. He doesn't necessarily need that. But I thought that he took a lot of responsibility for some of the bad finishes that happened there. I mean, it highlighted Vince Russo as not being an honest guy and people thinking that he's ridiculous because he is. I think it highlighted a lot of Goldberg's shortcomings as well, but it also highlighted that, man, he was a very, very over talent. I do wish they could have got like Sting and Ric Flair, a couple other people to talk about it. I wish there would have been a bit of a more definitive answer at the end of it, but I would like to see them do this with some other stuff as well. I'd like to see like an ECW series. There's many of these that I would like to see, but I enjoyed it. But by nature, I really enjoy wrestling documentaries. So that's not that surprising for me. KE775 says, are WWE going to keep waiting until the final 30, 60 days to do new contracts, or will they start sooner? Well, I mean, as of now, it appears that they're going to keep waiting until the 30, 60 days. I don't know. I think a lot of it depends on how they viewed how the Ricochet talks went, how the Natalya conversations have gone, and what kind of money they would have paid in doing those deals earlier versus getting them done now. Okay, so Finn Balor re-signed this summer. Seth Rollins re-signed this summer. Drew McIntyre did, and their deals were within a few months, I believe, of coming up. They were getting close. Damian Priest got his done with a few days left. Hey guys, I'm here to tell you about Incogni.com/FightfulWrestling. There are some strange people out there, some shady people out there, and a lot of times you struggle with your own data privacy. I've had those struggles myself in the past, and it is unfortunately way too easy to look someone up and get their personal info. Sometimes you sign up for a loyalty card or a membership online, and the next thing you know, you've got a bunch of emails, a bunch of calls, because somebody has sold your data. For example, Incogni found over 200 brokers with my information. Those brokers are required to remove your name if you ask them. And you might say, man, I don't have the time to do that. Incogni.com/Fightful does. And they'll make sure it happens. Not only that, I had people signing me up for physical and digital spam emails. Incogni.com/Fightful Wrestling fixed all of that. And that's just one of the many benefits of Incogni.com/Fightful Wrestling. Criminals do not care about the rules associated with those websites, so take it into your own hands. Incogni.com/FightfulWrestling. You just create an account, grant them the right to do the work for you, then kick back and watch them work. Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you'll need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Okay, you can do this.
I know. Carvana makes it so convenient to sell your car. It's just hard to let go. My car and I have been through so much together.
But look, you already have a great offer from Carvana. That was fast.
Well, I know my license plate and VIN by heart, and those questions were easy.
You're almost there. Now to just accept the offer and schedule a pickup or drop-off.
How'd you do it? How are you so strong in letting go of your car?
Well, I already made up my mind, and Carvana's so easy.
Yeah, true. And sold.
Go to Carvana.com to sell your car the convenient way.
They hold the leverage in this, being the talent hold the leverage. And I think that's very important. I saw somebody who I very much respect, by the way, say, hey, wrestlers, don't leak your contract info. Don't talk to them about it. Save it for a surprise. Now, for some people, yeah, absolutely. And again, I don't fault any wrestling fan for feeling that way. And you can't fault a wrestling media person for saying, the hell with that, let me know. But I can tell you it does provide an awful lot of contract leverage for talent when they get down to the wire or people know that they're a free agent. It does kick up buzz about them. It's just the nature of it. Not everybody. Like there's going to be people whose contract news we break and people are like, yeah, okay. But I mean, like Reggie had buzz about him that he didn't have for months before because people knew that his deal was coming up. That's the nature of sometimes it's beneficial. Other times it's not. There are other times like Killer Kelly did not want it out there that she left WWE so she could be announced for Bloodsport and people could be like, oh, well, how can she do that? When do you think Ricochet debuts? I wouldn't do it tonight if you're doing this big title match. And, you know, based on the way MJF looked at Ospreay, I wonder, like, how will that progress tonight? You got a lot of the Owen stuff. I would do it maybe next week. Why would they book DG in a high-profile spot if he wasn't locked down? So I'm not going to give you any insight right now on the report that we have on FightfulSelect.com. But that's coming right after this show. Hypothetically, say he isn't locked down. Okay, why would Becky Lynch be world champion if she wasn't locked down? Why would Damian Priest have Money in the Bank if he wasn't locked down at that time? Why would Drew McIntyre be booked in a match with CM Punk, advertised for Clash at the Castle, and in a WrestleMania world title match if they weren't locked down? It's not the same. It's not the same as Vince seeing that somebody's deal is coming up. Let me tell you how petty Vince McMahon and company were. Guys like Matt Cardona and Rusev, who got released and people were like, whoa, what happened? They had passed on signing new deals before they got released. And in a couple of cases, their 90 days were up like 3 days before their actual deal would have been up anyway. So it was like very much like a formality for some of these. Very odd, very odd. Get in those super chats. Get in those humper chats, my friends. Matt Hennessy says, prediction, who wins Friday? Tag titles between DIY, Theory, and Waller. Who wins at NXT Heatwave and Money in the Bank, in your opinion? So I'm finally running the WrestleMania weekend interview I did with Tommaso Ciampa. I keep those things evergreen, so nothing really lost there, but we talk about NXT 2.0, DIY, all that good stuff. I think DIY should win. And as I look, let me look at the Heatwave card. I feel like Heatwave could be a good opportunity to have somebody win the title, but not pin trick. Oh, I love the emergence of Javion Evans, by the way. Good God, I love the emergence there. I think Roxanne retains the women's title. Obafemi probably retains. I would like to see Sol Ruka win, but Kalani just won that title, so probably her. And I can see Chase Yu winning the tag titles. Listen, I'm torn there. I love Ariana Grace and I love JC Jane. I think both of them are going to be long-term main roster talent. Ariana Grace just gets it. I think I've mentioned this before, but once upon a time, I thought Denise was going to end up getting hired by WWE. So I started to reach out and like talked to some people about possibly being on-air hosts. And at the time, the only one that I got back to was then it was Ariana Grace, who was then, I think, Bianca Carelli. Oh, man, I would have loved to have done a show with her. I can't wait until I get to interview her one day. And JC, really. Really a lot of the NXT roster, because I don't get to talk to a lot of them. But how do you think Rhea will return? I think there's a chance we see Rhea just come back, and there's a situation where Dom and Liv are in a precarious position, and it just pans over, and there she is. Why Soloable says, hey, SRS, how's morale in the AEW locker room heading into the second half of the year? Any AEW injury updates? Well, let me look. I know I've got an injury update on the ROH side coming this weekend. Let me look here. Let me go to it. By the way, I don't do a good enough job promoting this. We have a resources section on Fightful. You go to Fightful, which, by the way, we are in the middle of migrating. The site eventually will look way different and a lot smoother. But you go to the wrestling tab, and then you go down to resources, and we have an injury update in an inactive update there as well. Morale, I can tell you this. Everybody is always on their best behavior at Forbidden Door because, you know, you're working with business partners and all that stuff. But, yeah. Yeah. Let's see here. Let's see here. What do we got? Oh, Athena. I don't believe she's hurt. I think that's just a gimmick. Just a gimmick. Dax Harwood made an appearance at an indie show. We got Matt Sydal's going to be out a while. Miro, I don't know what his update is. I know he was in Europe recently, though. Yeah. Ty Mello has said that she is training for a return as well. Chi-Town Spurs says, Garcia leaving and Jericho being prominent with a stupid character would tell me that maybe AEW isn't for me anymore. Listen, I haven't said anything about him leaving. I haven't said anything about it. What are we doing here? Any news on Jamie Hayter? I'm going to work on it really hard this week and try to have something for you guys next week. Do you think Collision moves nights without the NBA? Yes, I do. I think they should move it to Thursday night if I were them. I would probably run a 3-hour block Thursday night, Rampage and Dynamite, or Rampage and Collision. Would you like to see Shane McMahon turn up in AEW from a fan perspective? Briefly, I think he doing something with the Elite would be very funny, but I don't really have any long-term desire to see Shane McMahon unless he just happens to do this and he's really, really great at it. Because other than that, I've just... Also, how did people know the nature of a conversation he was having with Mercedes in an airport? That was interesting. Where's Sammy Guevara? They have some creative plans for him, as best I understand. But he's going to be back. He's not suspended anymore. Hasn't been for a while. BL says, happy fourth. If given a choice, what would you choose to participate as the first entry? Four to the end. Hold on. Rumble, Elimination Chamber, or War Games? Oh, listen. I'm never going to do anything with WWE in that capacity. Ever, ever, ever. I'll just say this. I love Royal Rumble matches. I worked a 30-minute Rumble-style match on the Indies a couple months ago. I worked the full thing. I went start to finish. But yeah, I would love that. I much prefer that. Elimination Chamber, much more dangerous and physical. Royal Rumble, a little bit more appropriate for my conditioning. And I'm not saying because it's longer. I'm saying because you can take a breather. People handing you bottles of water and stuff. Guesses for Team AEW for Blood and Guts. Oh, gosh. I have no idea. No idea. Let me respond to this. Okay, sorry about that. Any guesses for Team AEW and Blood and Guts? Swerve would make a lot of sense. I would really like Swerve to be involved. We don't know if FTR will be involved, but them coming back and being a part of it would be cool. I feel like it should be primarily comprised of originals, though. Yeah. I don't get how the Heat Wave with 1 hour pre-show gets a pre-show match and the main roster PLEs get two and no matches because they don't need to. They don't need to. They can get away with not doing it. It adds intrigue to, or it adds intrigue to televised matches elsewhere. It's just because they don't have to. That's it. What are the odds of Roman showing up at Money in the Bank? If you say less than 50, you'll break my mother's heart. I'm not expecting it. I don't think it'll happen, but I don't have any insight on it one way or another. I'd say slightly under 50. I think they would say that for a big SmackDown. Noticed any differences in booking philosophy from Triple H compared to his NXT booking to his current main roster booking? If so, what are they? Well, yeah, he had to, I mean, he's still booking fairly long-term now, but back then he had to book because they would tape a month worth of shows at a time. So you would have to work with who was available. If, okay, so say somebody isn't cleared the day of your tapings. Well, guess what? They ain't wrestling for a month on TV. And you can't schedule them for the pay-per-view assuming that they'll be cleared, right? You can't book towards that. You'll have to go in and do like post tapes and all that. So he's having to book for live compared to taped right now. And having to book way, way, way more talent right now. Way more talent. But yeah. I look at that and I'm like, okay, well, I think he's doing a pretty decent job outside of the women's stuff. The supplemental women's stuff, there's just no rhyme or reason to a lot of it. That's something that I think is a difference in booking, like from a negative standpoint, the contenders aren't getting wins, and that's weird to me. Richie says, since Forbidden Door, I keep seeing people talk about the Monet Vaquer match, almost like they're looking for tissue. Damn, that's aggressive. Have you heard how people in AEW have talked about the match? Personally, I loved it. I mean, I really liked it as well. Everybody that I talked to really enjoyed it and really likes Stephanie Vaquer as well. She seems to have made a very, very good impression there. But like the goal of this from New Japan standpoint was, okay, we want more people to pay attention to our brand. So we're getting the title on Mercedes. And Stephanie, obviously more people to know about her, but CMLL obviously wants people to pay attention to Stephanie, who wrestles sometimes. I think one between the 14th and the 21st or 22nd, I want to say she had like six matches. She wrestled a lot, man. Like so much that I was like, damn, that's aggressive right before this big show. But like she's there all the time. So CMLL wants people to go, damn, that's Stephanie Vaquer. Let's check out their shit. Could we see Mina and Stephanie becoming All Elite? Eventually, I absolutely could. I do not know when their contracts expire. I'm sorry. Do not have that information. Any update on Natalya? Wasn't her contract up in June? We are now in July. Is it safe to assume that she's a free agent now? I don't assume anything. If something goes quiet like that, I assume there's a reason for it going quiet. So, I mean, I know that they had productive conversations with her, but I also know that she wanted to be featured in a more, I don't want to say respectable, but she wanted to be featured in a more effective way, which is why she was happy to go to NXT, which is why she trains all the time, all the time. But her deal was up right around this time. She wasn't at Raw. That's interesting to me. To me, that was newsworthy. But I don't think it's safe to assume. I think she'll stay, personally. Do you think Kyle Fletcher dropping to Atlantis means he's in line for a more prominent role in TV? I do. So I thought it was interesting they added that last-minute match. I know he had a lot of...
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy... Our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio.
See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
When you have to stop but don't really want to, stop at BP. Because BP has everything you need to keep it going. Fuel to keep the adventures going. The BP Me app to keep the savings and the commutes going. Snacks and drinks to keep the crew going. And the BP Me Rewards Visa to keep the rewards going and going and going. A stop at BP isn't a stop at all. Keep it going.
People there for him and wanted to watch him wrestle. Obviously, AEW wants to do work with Atlantis Jr., but I also don't think it's an accident that he was in the shot, the ending shot of the pay-per-view the other day, where it showed Ospreay and Swerve. Matthew Hooks of Hooked In Voiceover says, will more talent want to do a Sting-like tour for AEW? I'm sure some will. It's just a matter of if they've got the Sting impact. And that's not always easy to do. In fact, it's impossible to do for most people. No question, just love. Well, thank you, Mike Straw. How would you fix the too many titles problem in AEW? Unify the Continental International title. I'd say don't rename it the Intercontinental title. I would definitely unify those, and I would have the international title adopt the continental rules of no seconds. I would probably combine the ROH TV and Pure Championship, honestly, and probably have them adopt a Pure rule set. I think they did good with the trios, combining those. I would do women's world tag team titles, and I would probably, again, I don't know why they did ROH TV, women's TV title. I like the FTW title, so I wouldn't quite do that one. I wouldn't quite eliminate that one. Eventually, if there's not a big future for ROH, I would probably also merge the ROH and AEW tag titles. But I'm not, hard and fast on that one, but I think there are two or three titles that don't need to have. And I don't think they need to feature everybody's title on their show. Any update on Keith Lee? Do you think we get him versus Dijak in AEW? No update on Keith Lee. I think it's just as likely that we see them team up in AEW if that were to happen. I haven't heard anything about Dijak having talks with AEW or anything like that. But he was invited there the other day, so I think that's a good sign. Chances Julia appears at Heatwave in any form? I haven't heard anything on that. Not a peep. I know that she was discussed for it quite a while back. Update on Becky Lynch. Return at Survivor Series or Rumble? I think the Rumble makes a lot of sense. Give her her time off. She is very much enjoying her time off from what I understand. Well-deserved as well. Well-deserved. And KE775 says, going back to my contract question, do you think WWE regret not approaching Becky earlier? Or do you think they feel she probably wasn't re-signing regardless and will return when she's ready to? I think both sides expect to do work together in the future. And they said, and they were both of the impression that, the deal would come together when it needs to come together, whenever she's ready to come back. She wants to enjoy her time off. And as best I've heard, she has been. Since WWE and TNA together, does that mean that the AEW and TNA working relationship has gone sour, or are they still cool? So they got to be cool to some degree, because AEW is using the Jeff Jarrett and Christian Cage themes, which I'm told they were just kind of chill about. I don't know if they licensed it or how that worked, but I haven't heard any prospects of AEW working with TNA in the near future, if that says anything. What else we got? Humper chats. Oh, by the way, I need to check those out. Please send in your super chats. Please send in your humper chats. Asim says, excited to go to my first Dynamite in my hometown of Cardiff, Wales. Was expecting a quick sellout, but my God, have AEW overpriced themselves. Have you had a chance to see what they're charging? I've not, but this has been one of my common criticisms of AEW. Now, I do understand that overseas, it's different, and they expect the demand to be higher. I know last year, one of the reasons they didn't do a show over there is because they wanted All In to be the opportunity to see AEW. However, I think that's one of the issues facing AEW's live events is that they immediately price people out, and I don't think that their show was hot enough for them to do that, to dictate that type of demand. I have not seen what they're charging. I would be very interested to see that. I'm not it's not something I follow huge necessarily, but man, I really wish they would do better. Maggie K says it should be the Josh Woods title. I think Josh Woods is criminally underutilized. That dude is big. He can work. He looks great. I think he's good. Check out Maggie on Coexisting with Robin Maggie Fridays at 3 on Fightful Overbooked. Alex Silva says, sorry to hear about your grandma. I lost my mom in February. Dealing with her house situation, wrestling, and working out has helped distract me. Likewise, my friend, I expected to spend a lot less time on Twitter after WrestleMania for the reason of I was going to be taking care of my grandmother. And unfortunately, we lost her just a few weeks later. So wrestling since then and staying in the gym and getting ready to do stupid shit that I probably shouldn't do has definitely distracted me as well. That Discord on Fightful Select has been really, really great for me. So I want to thank everybody that does stuff there. Have you ever done an interview with Roman? I've not. Jimmy got a cameo from him one time. Jimmy got a cameo from him here. Like, you can see it in our hump intro. Let me show you guys. Where is it? Where is this damn thing? Guys, it all the way up here. We've got so many videos on this StreamYard platform that it's insane. Good God. Oh, that's because I'm on the wrong one. I promised myself when I was younger that I wouldn't be like the guy that didn't stay up to date with tech and all that. Here you go.
It's The List and your boy with
Jimmy Van and Sean Ross Sapp.
So yeah, that's where that came from. But how are WWE preparing for his return? Will he be on both Raw and SmackDown because he wasn't drafted? I know they wanted the storyline flexibility of that. It does a few things. One, it shows the power of Roman Reigns. It shows the negotiation leverage of Paul Heyman. It makes you wonder, where will he go? Even though we kind of know where he's going to go, it does make you wonder at least a little bit. It puts that glimmer of doubt, and it gives them a storyline reason, not like they need it, to pop up on the other brand. You think AEW will do more residency shows with Collision and keep Dynamite in bigger arenas? I think they're going to be doing that with ROH to add some power to ROH based on those tapings that we're going to see. I do think they're going to keep Dynamite in nicer arenas. I think Collision should find more intimate venues like that. Like one of the things that I mentioned on that a clip from last week's show that it got some publicity was the fact that I think that AEW should run different looking venues and more intimate venues. Well, that's what they're doing with this Collision thing. I wouldn't mind Collision sort of being like that. Now, I'm not telling them to go full Shotgun Saturday Night like it was originally, but man, Shotgun Saturday Night was a cool concept. It really, really was. And I wish they would do that. Could you see ELP working more AEW dates? I could. They do like him. I could definitely see that. Most Americans are about to have a four-day weekend, and no Hollywood studio thought to drop a blockbuster movie today. This is why theaters are dying, Sean. Yeah, I agree. Listen, I invested in AMC right when the pandemic started and the stock tanked, and then when it became a meme stock, I cashed out. I go to the theaters at least like once every 6-7 weeks. I think it's, you know, it's a fun time. I watched A Quiet Place the other day, but I watched Beverly Hills Cop Axel F today on Netflix, and I really liked being able to watch that from the comfort of my own home. Let me tell you, if that was in theaters, I would have been watching it this afternoon and this show wouldn't have happened. But yeah, I wish there were more blockbusters. I wish there were more original blockbusters. I'm so sick of superheroes and all this bullshit. Oh, I just want some original concept movies. That's all. When Brian retires from full-time wrestling, could you see him working for both AEW and WWE in a per-appearance deal? I think he should. I think he's the guy that has the power to make that work. I think that is very, very possible for a guy like him. I'm not going to say it is going to happen because I know AEW would love to keep him around. But I mean, I also know that his loyalties lie with the previous regime as opposed to the current regime. So, yeah, I don't necessarily think that I wouldn't expect it, but I think it's possible with him. How much NXT involvement do you think we see at Slammiversary? I'm thinking the Rascals are reformed with Wes Lee. Do you think we see more NXT talent? Yeah, I mean, I know NXT and WWE definitely send their recommendations along to who they want featured and to see and all that stuff, and maybe to help out some of the people they send over there or plan it, but I don't think there's a lot of planning in who they send over there. You know what I mean? I think they should reform the Rascals. I know they announced New Catch Republic because as Wesley's partners, because people were thinking it was the Rascals. Even I thought they were it was the Rascals. They need to bring that together and make it happen. I had heard WWE stance soften on Zach Wentz like a year and a half ago, including one person that was like, wouldn't be surprised if he got re-signed there. Tonga Twins, NXT bound. I ain't heard anything about Tonga Twins. I don't know where that came from just because they left. Wow. I have never heard anything like that whatsoever. Like, I mean, I just don't know where that came from. I've never known them outside of a couple AEW matches on Dark. I've really never seen them work anywhere, but wow, ever. What do you want to see from the Mania doc tonight? The truth is what I want to see. And you know, Cody Rhodes had told me the truth is almost unbelievable. Almost unbelievable. Do you think AEW does a women's C2 this year? I hope they do. They should do it. You know, when they did that and they established the Triple Crown, I was like, oh, cool. But then it just became like, well, all right, it happened. And fortunately, they were able to get the title off of Kingston before he got that severe injury. But I think there should be a women's C2. And honestly, you could do that and combine a couple of the titles along the way. New Lack City sends Amber Chat. When is Jimmy coming back to work? I don't know. I wish I had that answer for you. I miss him. Damn, man, $200 webcam and it just gets blurry. Who's been responsible for all the women's storylines in AEW, especially for the women? Jen Pepperman helps out a lot with Mercedes stuff. I know Will Washington helps out a lot with the Chris and Willow stuff. Serena and Riho, I don't know about that one. Seems like they've had less dream matches, which I like, and more focus on stories. Is it Pepperman? She's definitely helped out. Definitely helped out, and a big part of that with the Mercedes thing, for sure. Bobby White says, I know people thinking Hangman, Ricochet, Dijak, Miro, Starks for the wild card, but I think it'd be cool to have Dynamite Kid, Tommy Billington return. He was great and would be good to see him in the tournament or All Elite. I would say there is a less than 1% chance of it being Tommy Billington. I appreciate the fact that you want to see him, but that is not the right spot for him whatsoever. Not the right spot for him. I'll tell you what the right spot for you is. Bet online.
BetOnline.ag is the official betting partner of Fightful. 100% of the time when you get the odds from Fightful, they are coming from BetOnline.ag. And it's not just wrestling. It's not just MMA and boxing. It's football. It's basketball. Baseball. Hockey. They have the earliest lines. You can bet big with the high limits and rebet functionality. They have the fastest payouts with winnings paid in minutes and the industry's best bonuses on every qualifying deposit. They've been trusted for 25 plus years. It's not some fly-by-night company. BetOnline AG has been there. They've done that. In addition, they're trusted by millions. They've got VIP rewards programs and a ton of popular games. BetOnline.ag. That's where I go to make my bets. That's where I suggest you go to, my friends. Please just bet what you can and bet responsibly. Some of the lines up on BetOnline AG right now. Roman Reigns slightly not favored to appear. CM Punk is favored to appear in the Money in the Bank or interfere Money in the Bank match. Braun Breaker is a slight favorite over Sami Zayn to become new Intercontinental Champion. The Bloodline are pretty significant favorites. Some of the biggest favorites right now are the Bloodline, which I think makes sense. Okay, here's a good one. They've got prop bets up there now. So they've got over and under. The favorite is over 1.5 ladders broken in the men's Money in the Bank. And the favorite is over 0.5 in the women's. So if you think there's going to be two ladders that get broken, put some money on that. Put some money on that one. Damian Priest is the favorite over Seth Rollins. Jey Uso has become the favorite in the men's Money in the Bank match. And Tiffany Stratton is the current favorite in the women's Money in the Bank match. Bet Online, I just love what they do. Love what they do. Do you think TJ would follow if Natalya left? Yes, I do. I think that wherever Natalya goes, TJ will go as well. And he would get a job at literally any company that she went to, period. Any Alexa Bliss news? Is she in or out of the Wyatt Six? Is it still SummerSlam they are aiming for as a return? What is her contract status? So that's interesting. It's interesting that you asked that, Mr. CJ Lilly, because I've been trying to ask around about how WWE handles maternity leave. And listen, there's only a few people I can ask from talent. So unless I find out from like Alexa, Carmella, or Becky, I'm probably not going to get a good answer on that. But it could be a situation where they can extend it, where they just say, hey, that's time that you have served on this contract. Or they could leave it up to the talent themselves. I have not heard of SummerSlam as an aiming point or anything. I could see maybe fall or something like that. There are some that I talked to that believe that she would want to come back. It's just, I don't want to speak for her. You know, she had a kid, changes your view on a lot of things, but I hope to see her back, especially as it relates to involvement with this, because I think there's a lot of meat on the bone with her and Nikki. Where'd you get your Fightful light from? Need one that says Kevin's Corner. I've got it from Amazon, I believe. Yeah, Amazon. I got another one. The other one is from like Orient Neon or something. I think it's a company out of China or something like that. I much prefer the other one. I have a third one that I got on Amazon that absolutely sucks. I'm going to give it away. I'll probably drive it to Cleveland and give it to somebody that comes to one of the Cleveland SummerSlam things and see if they want to add it to their studio and make a little more use of it. Might give it to Jeremy or something. Get in your super chats. Get in your humper chats. Matt Hennessy says, bring my dad to his first wrestling show in November at WWE in Dublin. He's not watched in years, and he said he hears it's good now. It is good now. It's a whole lot of fun to go to WWE shows. It is a whole lot of fun to, by the way, stop spamming this shit in our chat. You're getting timed out. It's a whole lot of fun. It's a good experience. It's a good time there. Good time there. Andrew Zarian popping up in the chat, the host of Beyond the Bell every Tuesday morning. Make sure you guys check that out. New Lack City says SRS have been pounding the table since Jordan Grace showed up at the Rumble that we need to stop this fantasy booking with NXT and WWE because I had no hopes. Still, to this point, we have not seen any notable NXT talent on TNA. What gives? I think that WWE realizes they can get away with giving TNA talent that they aren't featuring as much. Not only that, I mean, they're reaping all the benefits as well. Like that Joe Hendry clip
however many views. WWE keeps the revenue from that. Like, it isn't shared or anything like that. Demon Diva in the chat. Good to know that she's on her phone and can check messages and the like. Check out her watch along streams. That's good. That's good. Also, please leave a thumbs up on this video and please comment on the video after the fact. Subscribe, all that good stuff. I would greatly appreciate it. Man, I posted a picture of me catching a Meowth on Pokemon Go yesterday. I logged on for the first time in 8 years, and 300 of you all added me to this damn thing. Man, this isn't a super chat, but did you collect wrestling figures as a kid? Do you have any now? Listen, I have a feature that is right up your alley, my friend. Figure haul on FightfulSelect.com, because not only did I collect as a kid a couple years ago and during the pandemic, about 4 years ago, I started to collect them again. Now, I haven't posted new updates or new episodes in a while because I sort of had other things to do there. But I want to say there's like 45 episodes of figure haul that we've had, including things that like companies will send me and stuff like that. I mean, like we had a good 2.5 year run of figure haul on Fightful Select. We have card haul. We have all kinds of stuff. I think we're going to do like wrestling Blu-ray haul and vinyl haul, all that stuff as well. But yeah. And Cap says Sean lives in the same city as one of the greatest figure stores in America. Absolutely. Toy Vomit, AKA Toy Headquarters. They don't pay me for this. It is just out of what they do, man. They kept me from, or actually they helped pull me out of a depression during the pandemic. It was a lot of fun going there and always visiting them, and Maggie Mayhem, who's big on TikTok and Threads. But you've got to check out that store if you're ever there. It is incredible. Or go out of your way to visit it. It's incredible. Somebody's saying, can you talk about your rise and how you got to where you are today? I've done shows with Chris Van Vliet, Xenia, Tom Campbell, and Tom Talks Rubbish. All four of them about that. And then I did a masterclass series with Wrestle Talk about that as well. Queen of the Ring in the chat. Look, I am your favorite podcaster's favorite podcaster. Look at this. Look at all the people. The stars are out. Am I right? They've all shown up and just hung out on my stream. Maggie's here. Zarian's here. Alex, Queen of the Ring, is here. Demon Diva is here. Look at that. It is just everybody hanging out, talking to me. You'll love to see it. Andrew says, thoughts on the Mole Season 2 so far? Would stay off their subreddit if you don't want to be spoiled. You may also like Traders on Peacock. I stay off of Reddit in general. It's funny you mentioned that, because we actually were looking at the Traders and we were considering watching that. But The Mole is a show I watched as a kid. I thought it was one of the best reality shows, game shows. I much prefer it to like The Challenge, because I don't like the drama and the hookups and all that shit. I mean, I think, Andrew, between me and you, buddy, I think we know who it is. And here's the nature of who I've got it down to three people. Let me pull up the cast, and I'll share my thoughts on this show. By the way, if you want a good post show, Demon Diva does do a Yellow Jackets podcast, or does whenever it's in season. But what's the redhead dude's name, Andrew? I can't remember that dude. Either dude's the mole, or he's the worst player of all time. But also, I do not like how they constructed it to where it twice during this season, it was very easy to just completely drain the pot being selfish. I thought it was like very, like, come on, that's a little bit ridiculous. What are we doing here? But I look at it and I go, okay, my three picks are Michael. Michael's the one that I either think is the mole or the worst player in the history of the mole, because he has like screwed up every single mission, screwed up every single mission. Zarian says he and Queen of the Ring are doing an X-Men podcast. Muna also is a terrible actress. Muna is just really, really bad at acting. And then the other one, there's always the possibility of Hannah sort of outsmarting everybody else. But there you go. Guys, I want to thank you all so much. George or Goo Goo Poo Poo sends a humper chat, says, hi, Sean, hope you're well. I'm doing good. I'm doing very, very good. And I hope you guys join me tonight on Fightful Select. I'm going to work on adding a little bit more to this Daniel Garcia story that is coming to FightfulSelect.com. Till next time, we're out.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Synovus.com.
Did I hear you're shopping for a car? Because I've been at it for ages. Ugh, such a time suck, right?
Not really. I bought it on Carvana. Super convenient.
Oh, then comes all the financing, research. Am I right?
Well, you can, but I got pre-qualified for a Carvana auto loan in like 2 minutes.
Yeah, but then all the number crunching and terms, right?
Nope. I saw real numbers as I shopped, found my dream car, and got it in a couple of days.
Wait, like you already have it?
Yep.
Oh.
Go to Carvana.com to finance your car the convenient way.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Synovus.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.